I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Big snowstorm, in case you didn't hear. Not the whole country, but some parts of the East Coast are getting totally slammed. Blizzard warnings, as much as 2 feet of snow could fall in Washington, and that's making headlines.
The Mid-Atlantic and Northeast brace today for a blizzard that could affect 50
million. The snow will just keep on coming. Washington right in the heart of the action.
The snow continues into Saturday, making travel near impossible.
Are you serious? This is a serious storm.
Washingtonians are phased, but not Charles Maines, who happens to be in Washington, away from his usual base of Moscow. You're used to weather like this, Charles. Is this a sociological experiment for you, a Muscovite taking notes on Americans dealing with a snowstorm?
Well, that's right. I mean, it seems as though, you know, I don't know what you would call it, sort of code orange or just complete full-on panic. But just sitting here and listening to the radio and, you know, watching a little television, you kind of hear about the power outages, downed wires, stay inside. You know, by all means, if you leave your home, you will die. And that seems to be kind of the message here. So,
are people taking it seriously? What is the mood right now?
Well, you know, I think people have been sort of buying up goods at the shops. And, you know, I think that the key message here is that everyone seems to be kind of err on the side of caution. I mean, obviously, we've been through this before on the East Coast several times, in New York a few years ago. You guys got hammered, I think, last year, as I recall.
Yep.
And people just stock up just in case.
What is the one thing you've seen Washingtonians doing to prepare for the storm that, like, if a Russian were to see it, they'd either scratch their head or laugh?
Well, you know, I think the big thing is that Russians kind of handle the weather and they just take it in stride. You know, Moscow, after a big snowstorm, people still go to work. You know, it's not an excuse to show up late to work. The kids still go to school. I mean, it takes some really extraordinary weather to keep people in their homes. So Russians would come here and they'd kind of scratch their head at the idea of, you know, the capital city, no less, shutting down for 3, 4, or 5 days just because of a little snow.
Do they salt sidewalks in Moscow?
They do. They do salt sidewalks, but they also have this very kind of high-tech army of snow plows that come out in Moscow. They'll line up sort of 15 rows deep and clear the entire Moscow Ring Road in one pass. You also have some really high-tech gear. Like there's a snow plow with pincers they call the Golden Hands that kind of gobbles up snow and sort of sends it up a conveyor belt and gets it off the street. You also have mini snow, you know, kind of bobcat size things that clean the sidewalks. You know, and I think it's probably important to point out that Russians aren't doing a lot of their own snow clearing these days. It's a lot of migrants from Central Asia. Tajiks in particular have been keeping Moscow pretty clean these days.
What about some tricks that maybe Russians have for dealing with snow that we don't know about yet?
I mean, you know, there's sort of like the insane stuff on social media. There's some kind of fun stuff. It's like Russian over the top stuff, you know, how to clean your car, snow off your car. You just kind of crank the volume on your stereo till it just blows all the snow off.
Oh,
of
that's good.
And then you also have sort of these kind of DIY elements that are used in the villages where, of course, they don't have snow plows. So you have people kind of creating their own homemade wooden snow plows, hooking them up to their cars and just kind of driving through the village roads, clearing off snow.
Do you think Muscovites are really more resilient when it comes to big snow, or is that just a stereotype?
You know, with a lot of stereotypes, there's just a little bit of truth in them, and I think this one may be accurate.
Okay. What is the word for snow in Russian?
Well, sneg is the word for snow, but when you go into some, talk about a blizzard or something like that, it's metel.
Yeah, here it's called Snowmageddon, and Moscow it's just called Tuesday, I guess.
Exactly.
Reporter Charles Maines in Washington, thank you.
Hey, thanks, Marco.